Well, good afternoon. It's Perceptions. It is me, Rona Colin, with you from 3:30 until 4:30. Great music coming your way between now and 4:30. And on the programme today, we've got Paul Cudmore, who's talking to me about all things sailing. He's a wheelchair user himself. He's got a cerebral palsy, but he loves to sail. So he's going to be talking to me about his loves and passions for that. Of course, I'll be bringing you information as well about our talkathon that's happening next Tuesday, this day week, from 3:30 to 5:30. It's going to be very exciting indeed. 2 hours of me talking completely and totally. And of course, if you want to sponsor us, you can do so at www.sponsor.ie, or you can also contact us by calling 087 1179 112 to pledge any amounts of money that you want, anything at all, small or large, anything is welcomed, and we're only all too delighted to take your donations. More great music now here on Your FM. This is You Two. Joining me now by phone, I have Paul Cudmore, who is an avid fan of sailing, who has a disability himself. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Hi, Rona. How is it?
How are you doing? You good?
Thank you very much. I'm good, thank you very much.
Good, good, good. So, sailing. First of all, tell me where this passion came from in the first place.
This passion came from basically my family background. My grandfather used to be an avid sailor. And when I was about 4 or 5 years old, he took me out in his boat
right.
for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I just grew the passion from there. It was like living a different life when you're out on the boat kind of thing, you know. You'd forget about everything else. And as I got older, I kind of understood the enjoyment more than when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's a different sense of freedom, is it?
It definitely is. You can forget about everything. There's no such thing as bringing mobile phones with you or anything. Nobody can contact you. So it's a real sense of like getting rid of everything that's worrying you or anything, you know.
Yeah, I know. And so tell me, obviously, you have, as I said earlier on, you have a disability yourself, and you have cerebral mm-hmm. palsy. Was it challenging to find something that you could do sailing wise, because of your cerebral palsy?
It was very challenging. To get me into the sailing, first I went to down to Crosshaven, and they had sailing dinghies down there from the Disabled Sailing Association.
Right.
But I wanted to do something that was more challenging.
Right.
Something that was more beneficial for me, like.
Okay, and just for our listeners that are listening here in Dublin,
we're
talking about Crosshaven and County Cork.
So we're talking about Crosshaven, County Cork. Yeah.
So you went to Crosshaven, and so that was your first experience of doing it without your grandfather. What was that experience like?
It was really strange.
How so? Strange. How so?
Because I knew that I was kind of more or less kind of on my own, even though I had the support of my parents.
Yeah,
I didn't feel that. I knew my grandfather wasn't there.
Yeah,
you know.
But the support systems that were in place though in Crosshaven, were they good?
They were excellent, superb. Yeah.
How so?
Very good.
How so?
They just have very good. People that understand the sailing in Crosshaven, you know, and you know that they can. It's like as if you know you go down and they take you under your wing or under their wing, and they teach you the basics of sailing and you know not to be worried. And there's always somebody there who has more experience.
That's brilliant.
Than I do.
It's brilliant. We'll be back in just a couple of moments with Paul.
No.
So Paul, obviously you had a passion for it when you went to Crosshaven, and how did this progress in your sailing as you've moved forward since that time?
Basically, I just got the passion for it, and I met somebody down in Crosshaven in County Cork that was involved in the the Jubilee Sailing Trust,
right,
in Southampton, and they were looking to set up an Irish branch of the organisation, and I said that I would be interested in trying it out. Basically, what it is it's a tall ship designed for people with disabilities,
right?
And they basically travel more or less all over the globe. Really.
That's absolutely fantastic. That sounds like it's an amazing experience. So you were on the Tenacious. When was the first time that happened?
The Tenacious was 2001.
Oh wow!
And the first trip I did was the Canary Islands, which was a really exciting experience, really challenging and exciting experience. Because
so you were just sitting there, you had nothing to do, you're just sitting back, you know, having your pina coladas and not having to do anything on the ship.
Oh no, it's not that kind of a ship at all. It's what it is you sign up as what they call a voyage crew.
Okay.
So you're part of the crew that will actually sail the ship. And I know, probably hearing me now saying this, they're probably telling people that, you know, oh, I can't do it. But, you know, you don't have to have any experience.
Right.
Which is a good thing. You can come with absolutely no experience at all.
So how do you manage, Paul, if you're part of the crew and you're a wheelchair user, how does that work?
Basically what happens is that when you sign up, you have the option of signing up with somebody you know, as in like a buddy or a friend.
Right.
Or you can tell them that you want to sail by yourself, but you need assistance.
Right.
So they will assign you somebody who is an able-bodied person to look after you for the week in regards to helping you to get around the ship and stuff like that.
That's absolutely great. So you have a buddy system and somebody there that supports you, who obviously is well rehearsed in sailing, and they're part of the original crew, and they're there to support you for the week.
Yeah.
And so what kind of tasks would you be doing while you're on the ship?
Well, you could be doing anything from cleaning the ship, which they call happy hour, which isn't more or less drinking and stuff like that. It's more or less cleaning and, you know, making sure the ship is clean and tidy and all that.
Right.
You could be actually sailing the ship, which would be steering the ship, which is kind of like a scary thing because it's in your control when you're doing it.
Paul, what was that like the very first time you did it? Besides scary, what else was it like?
I thought I was going to hit a few rocks. I really did. I thought I was going to hit a few rocks.
Really?
Because I was trying to listen to somebody else giving me the instructions, and I was trying to, you know, it's like learning for the first time to drive a car, or learning for the first time to drive a wheelchair or drive a power chair.
Yeah.
Which is very different.
Yes. So you're trying to do all things, really. You're trying to follow instruction, and you're also trying to do the task at hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which can be really challenging in itself.
So what was your favourite part of, what's your favourite part about being in this experience?
My favourite part about being in this experience is when you get on the ship, they don't consider you to have a disability.
Yeah.
Even though you technically have a disability, they believe that everybody on the ship, regardless of ability or disability, is part of the crew.
Right.
So, you know,
so it's just everybody is working together as a unit to support each other in running the ship.
Yeah, which I think should be the way of, you know, society these days.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it should be for every person. What's the most difficult part about being on the ship? What was the job that you liked the least?
The jobs I liked the least. I suppose getting up early in the morning and cooking.
Oh, right. You're not a big fan of cooking, so no. Oh, you even have to do that. No. So you're going from cooking to cleaning to driving the ship. I mean, you're doing everything on the ship.
Everything.
That's incredible.
From watching them during the night, from getting up early in the morning, from cleaning the ship, from... No, I mean, it is enjoyable, don't get me wrong. I mean, what I do want to get across is that, you know, it is an experience in itself.
How many times have you done this, Paul? How many times have you been?
I've done it 4 times. I'm actually doing another one in September.
That's what I was just about to say. Are you doing another one anytime soon? Where are you off to in September?
Yeah. I'm going from Cherbourg to... From Southampton to Southampton, because it's just the perfect time for me to go.
Excellent. So what other trips? What other trips have you been on when you've been sailing?
Well, I've done the Canary Islands twice.
Right.
And I've done Liverpool to Dublin.
Okay.
Twice.
So initially, when you're going, so how does it work? So initially, you fly from Ireland to somewhere and you meet the ship. Is that what happens, or do you get the ship from Ireland?
That's basically what happened. Or what happens is that you have to contact them. They're based in London in Southampton.
Right.
So you have to basically contact them by email or phone them.
Right.
And they will send you out information such as, you know, if you're a first-time sailor, they will send you out a questionnaire saying that what kind of disability do you have and those kind of questions.
Okay, right. The fundamentals, I suppose.
The fundamentals, yeah.
Yeah.
Then when you decide what trip you're doing, you have to organise flights.
Okay, so you do have to organise your flights yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where do you usually meet in the UK?
Southampton.
In Southampton. Okay. So you've
mainly they go from Southampton. Yeah.
Okay. So you have to make your own way there. Then you join the ship there. You come back to Southampton, and then you have to fly back from Southampton to Ireland.
Southampton to Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So you're off again. So in September.
I'm off again in September. Yeah. That's the 8th to the 14th of September.
That's very exciting, Paul, isn't it?
So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So
I was supposed to go last year, but something came up last year that I couldn't make it in the end.
To anybody who's listening at the moment, Paul, who's thinking, I can't do this. There's no way I could do that as a person with a disability. What would your words of wisdom be to them?
My words of wisdom, you don't know that until you try.
Mm.
I thought that when I heard about it first, that because I have a disability, there's no way I'd be able to do it and all this kind of thing. I actually do it, as you've heard.
Mm.
I am so much looking forward to the next trip that I'm even planning to do a trip after this one. I don't know where, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
To those who think they can't do it, I would advise them to either look up the JST website.
Right, and what's the email address for that, or the website?
The website address is www.jst.org.co.uk.
Okay, and that again, Paul?
www.jst.org.co.uk.
Perfect. And is there a contact number?
They'll find all the contact information on the website.
So all the information is on the website, pretty much.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Paul, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. It's been lovely.
No
and
problem.
Enjoy your trip away in September.
I will.
I look forward to hearing all about it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a million. Take care, Paul.
Bye-bye.
And that was Paul Cudmer there talking to me about life sailing and all things sailing. And good luck to Paul actually doing his next sailing trip in September. I'm sure he's going to have an absolutely fantastic time. It sounds like it's incredible fun. And as Paul said, all details are on their website. And I would try it, actually. I've never done it myself, but it is something that I would genuinely be very, very interested in doing as well. So check it out. As I say, check out the website. And if you want to do something, you know what my thoughts and beliefs are. If you want to do something, just get off your couch, get off your chair, and go and try it and see how you get on. And if you do, come back and let us know how you got on in the first place. Well, this week has been a very, very interesting week for Greater Dublin Independent Living. At the beginning of the week, I was involved myself personally on chairing an event on disability and employment. And there was an incredible turnout for that event. And this event was run by the Centre for Independent Living in Carmichael House. Congratulations as well to Nisha Cunningham, friend of mine, who ran the day with everybody there in Carmichael House as well. Brilliant turnout, as I say. Fantastic speakers around the topic of disability and employment. So if this is something that you'd like me to cover in a future show, do get in contact, because I'm planning on doing something about it, but I'd like to know your thoughts and feelings about it. So you can contact me via the programme on Near FM. Just give the station a call and they'll put you through to me. Of course, you can always ring me on 087 11 79 112. As always, if you have any thoughts and comments about it, and that's my work contact number. So if you have any issues that you'd like to address with me personally as a disability support officer, please feel free to give me a call. As always, great music now still on Near FM, and this is REM. Of course, later in the week, Greater Dublin Independent Living last Friday had our summer barbecue, and we also had our AGM as well. We had a fantastic turnout for both events, which obviously were run on the same day. The weather was magnificent. Congratulations to the new appointments for Rachel Creevy, who's a good friend of mine, and also as well for a lovely lady called Claire Louise, who are just after becoming involved in the board in Greater Dublin Independent Living. Lots of great things happening with GDIL as well. Of course, we got a peer mentoring programme running as always. And if you want to get involved with that, and you need some information about it, 087 11 79 112 is the number for that. If you need some peer support and would like some mentoring yourself, please feel free to get in contact with us on 087 11 79 112. We're only too delighted to give you any support that you may need. That's what Perceptions is all about. It's about mutual support, it's about mutual respect, it's about informing you about all things disability. Lots of great music to still come on the programme. Well, that about wraps up another Perceptions for another week. My thank you very much to my guest, Paul Cudmore, for joining me on the programme today. Do stay tuned for next Tuesday. It's going to be a very eventful 2 hours of fun, frolics, and just me pretty much talking. No music, no interruptions, no guests, just me, just you, chatting together, talking around all things disability related. If there are any topics that you would like me to cover on next week's programme, please do get in contact with us here at Near FM as always. It's been my pleasure to be with you this week. I will talk to you again next Tuesday from 3:30. Take care. Talk to you all very, very soon. Bye-bye for now.